Morning. Today's daf is daf Lamed Gimel. Second Yuma, and we're holding a Lamed Beis on the Beis. We had a long day yesterday, and we got up to the Hevi'u Lo et HaTamid, about one fifth of the way up. So that the next piece that we had in the Mishnah was the Kohen Gadol's. Now that we've completed the issue of how to do the Vishas Begadim, the Kiddushadayim V'Avlayim, the relationship to Tefillah, which was yesterday, so yeah, we get back to the Seder of the Avedas Hayyim of the Kohen Gadol, and now after he's gone to the mikveh, as the Mishnah required, and his Begadim already, Avilo Tatamid Kiratso. It's interesting language, Kiratso. What do we mean by that word, Karatz? Omar Ula, Karatz is Lishna Diktalahu. It's a way of talking about Shechita. Omrim Nachum Bar Yitzchak, we see this in the Pasuk, because Egla Yefefiya Mitzrayim, Keretz Mitzafon Baba, is, I'm afraid that you're going to have to take Gary's place this morning.
Morning, guys.
That's better. And then for maybe a couple of words of encouragement, being as you're having her not around.
I'll be back tomorrow. Wife and Ernie.
Okay, that's encouraging, not to me. So we see that when the Navi talks about the coming downfall of Mitzrayim, so there it is, a nice little calf ready for Keretz, which is coming from the north, so that Mitzrayim is going to be destroyed. The Lashon of Keretz, therefore, is a quick death. In my mashma, how do we know that's what it means? So take a look at the way Rabbi Yosef, who is Metargim, the Pasuk, as this. Egla means Malka, Yai, a beautiful Malchut. So that's Egla, Yefefiya, is Mitzrayim. Amamin Kitulin Mitzipune Yakinala. There's going to be murderous nations coming down from the north, and they will destroy her. But, I mean, clearly, if we're using the word Karatso, it's to tell us that it's something different from the norm of Shechita. So a Karatso is a quick death, meaning what? That there's a little bit that the Kohen Gadol does, and then passes it on to the next man. It says in the Mishnah Gomer, Acher Shechita Yada, the next person is going to be completing the Shechita for him. So how much is the original Keretz? Omar Ula Barov Shnayim. What he does is he does a Shechita Rov of the Kana, Rov of the Veshet, and that way he's Yotze the Shechita, but then he immediately turns, grabs now the coast to be Mekabel the Dam. V'chein Omrim Yochanan Barov Shnayim, and Resh Lakish also holds Barov Shnayim, because note, Resh Lakish says like this, Yom Resh Lakish. V'chi me'acher she'shanino rubo shelechat kamo. Lama shanino rov echad ba'ov rov shnayim bivema. Resh Lakish, in referring to the Mishnah in Chulin, he's wondering why does the Mishnah have to say two different things. It says rubo shelechad kamahu, which by definition tells me that you have rov of the kan and rov of the vesha. So then why does the Mishnah have to repeat the idea of rov echad ba'ov rov shnayim bivema if I already know the general klal, if you need to shecht one of the simonim ba'of, it means by definition rov, because ruba shalachat kamahu. If you need two simonim to shecht when it comes to an animal, so then it means rov, by definition. Answers Resh Lakish. Actually, the Mishnah in Chulin is a reference to our Mishnah in Yuma. And lefish shaninu heviu lo et atamid, kiratso umirek acher shechita yado, v'kibel et adam uzrakon. So because it says here that somebody else is going to complete the Shechita, Yocholom Mirek Yehi Pasul, you might think that that completion of the Shechita is actually essential, and it's Ma'akev, but if somebody else doesn't do so, the Shechita would be Pasul. But what are you talking about, the Shechita would be Pasul? How can you even think such a thing? Yocholom Mirek Yehi Pasul. If the Marika is an etzem part of the Shechita, then if somebody else will do it, it would be pasul. So the very fact that we're allowing another Kohen to do it, we know it has to be done only by a Kohen Gadol. You're telling me that the Kohen Gadol only does the kritza, meaning rov shnai. The next Kohen takes over and completes it. So what you're having me to say would be pasul? If it would be pasul, what's it going to help for somebody else to do it? Then it means that a non-Kohen Gadol is doing an essential Aveda of Yom HaKippurim. So how could you think that it means it would be Pasul? In Ken Avile Avodah Ba'acher, and it's true as it says, I mean, Kol Avodot Yom HaKippurim, Emenek Sherot El Abo, any Avodah that's Ma'akev on Yom Kippur requires the Kohen Gadol. So how could we have another Kohen complete it for him? What exactly does Rish Lakish think that the Mishnah needs to address? Actually, Tosis points, I could have asked another question. He could have said, Shechita is not kosher, Bishnayim. Can't do the Avodah Bishnayim. So if you needed it, so then, I mean, it would end up that there would be two people doing the Shechita.
That's good for kosher.
Yeah. Okay. But he says, we could have, you know, no, we could have done that. Yeah, I mean, well. So, Achi, come on. Therefore, what Rish Lakish must be asking is this. Yochu ye pasul, meaning that the Rabbanan were mechayev you, and that if you don't do it, so you'll have to redo the shechita of the tummy, to bring another tummy. Lakach shanino rov echad be'ofer, that's why it says rov echad be'ofer of shnayim ve'ma, is to tell me that even in the circumstances where there's a chiyuv to complete the shechita, it's kosher, always, even if you just did the rov. But in fact, if that's the case, you're telling me, I mean, see, I understood it, that Mirek Acher Shechita Yadai maybe wasn't it in the Rabbonim. The Rabbonim were Mechayev Shechita to be in this way. Now you're coming to tell me the Mishnah in Chulin is telling us that no, even with Rabbonim, there's no Chiyev in terms of the Shechita. And the Shechita would be kosher. So then why are we doing the Merika Bichlal? V'chimi Acher Da'afilu Psulim in Rabbonim Lekah. Lomali lamare. What's the point then of Marika? Oh, must be that it's mitzvah lamareik. Forget about it. It's not because it's a part of Shechita. But it's because there's a mitzvah to be mamareik in order to make sure that you have sufficient dam. And normally we wouldn't have been so makbin on this. However, over here we have a real problem. Because between the time that the Kohen Gadol shechs and grabs the kosher of Kabbalah Dam, we're going to lose some of the Dam. No way we can avoid losing some of the Dam. So if we lose the Dam, so now already we're cheshesh, we need to get sufficient Dam and Nefesh. So therefore, we're particularly makbik. It's a mitzvah lamarik over here. That's a some learn. That's why we put it over here, mitzvah lamarik. But lamaisa is a very interesting thing, because as Tosis points out, there's always a mitzvah to do the full simanim of Shechita. Stam, even chulin. That's it. You don't want to be seimech on the rov. You want to make sure that you do it b'shofi, and so on. So, I mean, what's bechlal? Why are we asking, why is there a mitzvah lamari? It's certainly not going to be worse than chulin, where we said that l'chadchilu, you're supposed to be shechting kol ha-simanim. So why over here would we not think that? So this is a very interesting thing, that if there weren't a specific mitzvah to be mamarik, it would be preferable not to. Because since over here the Kohen Gadol himself can't do the marika because he's got to grab the kos, so now you're handing it to somebody else. So as far as other people are concerned, it looks as if somebody else is completing the shechita, not the marika. They see, to take this the knife over somebody else. Huh? So then already they'll say, wait a second, so it's a shehiyah. Took too much time between the time that he was doing, the other one is doing the Shechita's Pasul. Or they'll say that it was Shechita indeed Bishnayim. It was the Iker Shechita Bishnayim. Therefore, we need to tell us that even though over here there would be grounds to say, let's not do what we would normally do B'chulin, because logistically we can't. Kohen Gadol can't do it and want to give another guy to do it. Gamashla Mitzvah Lamarik specifically is a Mitzvah Lamarik, which has nothing to do with the act of Shechita itself. So it's only a din in the Kabbalah.
When you do Rov Simonim, it cuts the jugular.
Possibly.
No.
Doesn't have to. But
no.
But you're supposed to make sure that you.
Yes, I mean it's you have to see it. Does Rov Simonim and cut the jugular?
No, but it still allows the dam to come out.
Yeah, but not, I mean,
the more that the rosh is separated, the more easy the flow of dam is. That's for sure. That you see, you see that all the time.
It gets in the way of just the pressure.
Yeah, the pressure. Yeah, it's a big difference. Fine. So now we have the first step. It would be nice for us to know what's coming next. Now, everybody who reads in the morning Abaye being beside of the Maroch Alibad Abashol knows what's coming next. But we have to realize that this is an amazing thing. Seder Yuma ends up teaching us the Seder of the Avedis of every day, all year round. So it's Be'ikr, an oil Mayed, it comes in Mayed, the Sugya, not in Kutchin. It's fascinating. But remember, we already saw that Seder Yuma is essentially Shmini Lemiluim. So on Shmini Lemiluim, obviously, we're setting up now the Avedas HaMishkan. Not to mention the fact that the only reason the Mishkan can survive Ashocheni Tam Betoch to my son is because of Yom HaKippurim. So it behooves us to see how Yom Kippur gives us all of the Seder of the Avedas of Kol HaShana Kulos. So we're going to go through this. Of course, we have to break for a moment. I'm sure David has brought us cigars and some cake and so on. So, somebody have one of those lighters, one of those really fancy lighters. And a chopper, we need a chopper.
Your daughter-in-law was on the one.
Now that I've broken, by the way, and now that everyone is here, I'd also like to make an announcement that I would like to dedicate the learning today to the zecher of my grandfather, Zatzal Reb Ruderman, Reb Yaakov Yitzchak, that of course, Barnea named a son after. So Reb Yaakov Yitzchak, but Reb Yudah Lev Halevi. Okay, continue. I think this year is 25 years, if I'm not mistaken.
1981. That would be 25.
No, it was before that.
I was working at Terry.
That was my grandmother. My grandmother was left her in the summer trip. He was with her later. That's right. No, so it's getting, must be less than this, is it? It was 87, so it's 19 years old. I did, was confusing. Fine. Anyway, back to our Seder HaMaarocha. So Abaye, we already saw before that Abaye Seder HaMaarocha went Ali B'Dabashol. We're going to repeat it over here. Abaye Misader Ma'aracha Mishmei de Gemara. This he was Mekabel, all of the Talmidim Nishiva Mekabel from Deris already, that this was the organization of the Avedas Hayom. V'Ali B'Dabashol. Now we saw earlier that there's a very important machlokes whether the division between the Hatava, which we learn out from a posik that we're supposed to do the Hatavat HaNerot of the menorah in two stages, Baboker, Baboker. We split it into two parts. The Gemara will discuss later why the two parts are five and two. But in any event, we start with five. We interrupt with something else. And then we do two. Thank you. So now the question is, with what do we interrupt? So the according to Abishol, well, Abishol learns that the Hatovas HaNerot, all of the Hatovas HaNerot, come before the Ketoret. Remember, that was a machlokas because of the Ketoret. It says, Behativo et HaNerot Yaktiren. Question was how to learn that. In the process of the Haktara, which would mean, in the process of the Hatava, do the Haktara, which would mean we split the Hatava with the Haktara, with the Ketoret and Mitri. Or does it mean to imply, Behativo et HaNerot, to conclude the Hatavat HaNerot, then Yaktirena the Ketoret. And in which case, we would need to split the Neirot with something else, as Abishol suggests. This sugya follows the sheet of Abishol, as we'll see. So let's start in the morning. Tosu says we don't. We actually should have started with the Trumat HaDesh, because we saw earlier that we could call the Trumat HaDesh Tchilat Avodat HaYom. But the Trumat HaDesh is, first of all, sometimes you can have the Trumat HaDesh in the middle of the night. I mean, we're mocked in the Trumat HaDesh and Yom HaKippurim, mocked him on the Regolim. So we don't want to start the Seder HaYom. The Trumat HaDesh was a vast gap between what's done early in the evening, and we have to wait till the morning, basically, to do the others. Furthermore, he says, maybe the point is that the Iker mitzvah of the Trumat HaDesh is Balayla. And therefore, it's very different than these other Avedas, which are not necessarily nighttime Avedas, even the ones that have to do with just the Heksher, like the Maroch. We didn't have an extensive discussion. We said that the Trumat HaDeshen, that sugya of the Deshen of Mizbech is the transitional. But that was the machlok as why whether it should be considered the tchilas avedas hayom. And I mentioned Rav Malin's limud in the Rambam. But that's the true masadesh.
So here we're saying that it should be in the night, makes it qualitatively different.
No, that's what it's one of Tosfos' possible words. So here's how we go. We start off with the Ma'aracha Gedola. And we start with, that's the Hatzatat Alita. We light the fire. We put now the wood. This is not the Shnei Gzirei Etzim. We put the wood that's going to get the Ma'aracha Gedola. That's in the middle of the Mizbeach. That is done before the Ma'aracha Shnei Shel Ketoret. We learn out from a pasuk that there was another Ma'aracha for the Ketoret, surprisingly not on the Mizbeach HaZahav. But the Ma'aracha for the Ketoret was kept on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, from which we would be Chotek Yecholim, we would take burning coals, bring it in to the Mizbeach HaZahav. But we had the whole time a Ma'aracha of the Ketoret, which was near the southwest corner, and that comes after the Ma'aracha Gedola. That's called the Ma'aracha Shnei Shel Ketoret. Then the Ma'aracha Shnei Shel Ketoret, that comes kodemet l'sidur shnei gzireit, and I'm going to learn all of this out from Psukim or Svora as we go through the Psukim. Then the next thing that's done after the Ma'aracha Shnei is we go to bring the shnei gzirei etzim and put them on the Ma'aracha Gedola, which you would think that's a little bit funny. I mean, shouldn't we finish setting up the Ma'aracha Gedola with the shnei gzirei etzim and then have the Ma'aroch of the Ketoret? We learn it from a pasuk, as we'll see. Sidur Shnei Gzirei Etzim, which is a special haktora of eitz, not to be confused with the actual Sidur Ma'aroch itself, that comes before the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi is a logistical necessity to Tugah Ketoret. So we have to clean off the Mizbeach inside, and that's part of the Baboker Baboker, because as Rashi phrases it, ein haktara below dishun. So therefore the clearing off a space to do the haktara is innately included in the chiyuv of haktara. And therefore it too becomes part of the question of the Seder, of the relationship of the Ketoret to the Neirot. So the next thing is, after the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, we clear off the Mizbeach HaPnimi. The Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi is Kodem Lahatavat Chamesh Neirot. We then go in to do the first part of the Hatavat HaNeirot, which, remember, according to the Rambam, includes an actual hadlaka of those candles. V'Hatavat Chamesh HaNeirot Kodem L'Dam HaTamid. Here's how we know it's Abashol. It's Abashol that's got the Dam HaTamid, is that which is dividing the two different parts of the Hatavat HaNeirot, and then afterwards comes the entirety of the Ketoret. Dama tamit kodem la Tavat Shtei HaNeirot, Vatavat Shtei HaNeirot kodem le Ketoret. So that's Behetivo et HaNeirot Yaktirena, Sheet of Abishol. The Ketoret is kodem le Evarim, before we put up the Evarim. This, we've already taken care of the Dama HaTamid. The Dama HaTamid included the Shechita, it included the Kabbalah, it included the Halacha, it included the Zrika, but we still have the Evarim, obviously, to put on the Mizbeach. That comes after the Ketoret. The Evarim are put on the Mizbeach before the Minchas Nesachim of that Eila, and then, so it's Kodim LeMincha. That's the only thing we've got. The Minchas Nesachim comes before the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol. The Chavitim surprisingly come before the Nesachim, even though you would think that after all Nesachim, the Yayin, aren't. The Nesachim, the Yayin, is part of the Minchas Nesachim. So you would think it would be brought together with the Mincha that's brought as the Mincha for the Oila. What are we interrupting now to bring the Chavitim and then go back to the Nesachim and go back to the Yayin? Again, we'll see, we learn that from the Pasuk. Nesachim come before the Musafim. The Musafim are brought, if it's Shabbos, before the Bezichim. So the Bezichim of the Levina that is Matir, the Lechem Aponim, and makes it now Royal Akiva. The Bezichim come before the Tomet Shel Ben Arbayim. Because we know Shedemar v'ktira alei achavei hashilamim, that on the Eilas HaTamid, anything which is shilamim, not in the sense of a carbon shlamim, there's a million carbonas, but shilamim in the sense of hashleim, alei hashleim kol hakarbonot kulam. Everything that you do in the course of the day has to be done right between the time that you're going to bring the carbon of the Eilas ben Harbaim, the Tamid ben Harbaim, and the Tamid Shel Shachar. Therefore, everything for sure is before the Chalvei HaShlamim of the Erev. So let's go through them one by one. Omar, Ma'aracha Gedola Kodemet Ma'aracha Shniyah Shel Ketoret Minana. Where do we get that we put up the Ma'aracha Gedola? The Tanya. He Ha'ola Al Mogdal Mizbeach Kol HaLayla. So what is that referring to? Al Mogda. What is that Mogda? Clearly, there's a Ma'aracha Gedola. There's somewhere we're going to, it's large enough for us to take the Ola and to put it on the Mizbeach. Ve'esha Mizbeach to Kadbo. I mean, obviously, if it's Al Mogda, it's a bit redundant to say Esha Mizbeach to Kad. That's what a Mogda means. So the Esha Mizbeach to Kadbo is mash, but there is another Esh that is burning on the Mizbeach besides the Mogda of the Ola. What is that other Tukadbo? Zumara Kashnia Shoktoret. That's what it's referring to. It's referring to the Ktoret itself, the special wood that's being burned for the Ktoret.
But this one would not be tummy. It's not burning all that.
No. Ve'epochana. How exactly are you so sure about that? That means, I mean, why can't we say that there's the Moked? How do you know which one is? Maybe we should be Magdim, though, the Ktoret to the Oila. I mean, here it's not talking about putting the Oila on now. It's talking about the Oila that's been burning all night. That's yesterday's Oila, right? What's left on the Mizbeach? It says, Yeo Olal Mogda Kol HaLayla. So obviously, this is not the oila that I'm putting on now. I'm finding there's an oila that has been there on Mogda Kol HaLayla. So now, Esha Mizbeach to Kadva, I'm coming now to set up the Mizbeach fresh. So let me do the Esha Mizbeach to Kadva, make the second Maracha, and then I'll get back to fixing up the other Maracha. How are you so sure that the reference to Kol HaLayla also means that you should be Makdim before the Esha Mizbeach to Kadva? You should be marked in the Ma'aracha Gedola. Doesn't say that in the Pasuk. On the contrary, it's mashma that the new thing is the Mogda, is the Tukadba. Answers the Gemara because it's Svara. Mistavra Ma'aracha Gedola Adifa. If we're coming now to set up the Mizbeach afresh, and we recognize that we're going to have to take care of the Ma'aracha Gedola, so doesn't it make more sense to do the Ma'aracha Gedola first? Shekein Kaparata Meruba. I mean, it's going to be all of the karbonas and all of the kapora that is being done on the Mizbeach, 99.9% is being done on the Ma'aracha Gedola. Why should we just concentrate on this little thing on the side, which is just the Ktoret, when we have a chance to do first? It's more chashev. I could say that just the opposite. I could say, Adarabba, Ma'aracha Shniyah Adifa, on the contrary. Isn't it more choshev to have the gechalim shekein machlisim imena lifnim? The ketores is brought inside the hechal. Anything brought inside the hechal is more choshev. So maybe we should indeed be mitapel first with what's brought inside and then deal with the lower class plebeian karbonas that are brought just for the rest of us. Ah, afilo hachi kapara, kaparatam ruba adifa. Look, it's a svara that when you're dealing with the Mizbeah, the focus is on Kapora. That the nature of Kapora Merubah is a far more important factor to take into consideration than the Chashivas of what it's going to be, Bachutzer B'tfnim. Or if you don't like that Svara, V'bayitema, I'll tell you another Svara. If you don't like that Svara, you have to recognize that the Ma'aracha Shniyah is not innately the place where we have to bring the Eitzim, the Gecholim, the Fnai, the Lefnim. Let's say that I wouldn't find Ilom Meshkach Eitzim Ma'aracha Shniyah. Let's say I ran out of wood, and I wouldn't have the wood now for a Ma'aracha Shniyah. What would I do for the Ktoret? Obviously, I would take coals from the Ma'aracha and the Mizbeach. There's no dinner. I have to have it in a special place. So if that's the case, you can't say, well, the Ma'arok HaShni is more kosher because only it's roi lifnai v'lifnim. The Ma'arok HaGdol is also roi lifnai v'lifnim. The question of whether I'll do it or not is no longer definitive of what the thing is innately. That's just the Han Haga. Therefore, why in the world would I even contrast the chashivas of lifnim with the chashivas of the kapara? The chashivas of the kapara can also be lifnim. So therefore, it's not a good kasha b'chlo. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro.
Amen. So clarify, we're not comparing now in this sense the substances which are burnt on the outside of the Mizbeach. Instead, we're saying that the wood, that the consumable material which is fueling the outside of the Mizbeach, could make it inside and get that chashivas. Is that right?
Yeah.
Both instances.
I don't understand precisely what you're saying, but what you're saying is correct.
Focus on that this wood can go up level by being inside wood rather than outside.
But that's true about the kapor also. The wood isn't being mechaper. It was true all along. What other explanation is there? I'm not bringing the wood as a korban to be mechaper on anybody. It's what is done by this wood will be mechaper.
So
the line
before,
comparing
the
Ras Ruba
to Shechem
Achlis
and Melody, it seems to be a focus on the Maroch.
What is the Hashivas of this Maroch as opposed to the other Maroch?
It's very similar to what you said about the big days of the Eloman, mentioned before, about which is more important. I couldn't find the Machlokas.
Yeah, that's true.
So the idea is that this maracha can contribute to the inside maracha, so it's not that it's completely separate. It can go up into shivas. The focus is on.
I'm just not catching what your problem is. I don't understand what you're coming to address that we need to.
I was really explaining from this maracha.
You asked me a question when I said to you that it's a svara to say that something that is rov of the kapara and the mizbeach should come first before we do a little thing like the ketores. So you said, what do you mean, a little thing like the Keteris? A little thing like the Keteris, meaning the Kecholim for the Keteris. The Maroch of the Keteris, not the Keteris, obviously, right? So I'm saying, what do you mean, that you're telling me that I can only use the small Maroch of the Keteris? I couldn't use the big Maroch of the Keteris. Something innately about it that says, it cannot be Bifnim. So let's ignore that part. Let's take a look now at the Kapara. That part is real. This is where we're going to be bringing the Korbanos. How do we know that? The way we know that is from the following. It says in the Pasuk, baboker. Now, is it really necessary to say ubier aleha? And not on what? I mean, obviously. You're talking about the Mizbeach, and you're talking about the Ma'arocha, and you want to tell me that the Kohen should burn wood. So now you have to, by the way, I don't mean you should burn wood in your fireplace. I mean, you should burn wood on the Mizbeach. Thank you very much. Elamai, the Aleha is coming to tell me a very important thing. When you are bringing your Shnei Zirei Etzim, you will notice that there are two places where you might burn them. I want you to burn them on the Ma'arocha Gedela that I've been talking about. But that implies, if you're telling me Aleha v'lo al Kaverta, obviously, at the time that I'm bringing the Shnei Gzirei Etzim, I have already finding in front of me two Ma'arachot. Otherwise, it'd be no point to telling me which one I got to put them on. There's only one. Therefore, I now know that the Ma'aracha Shnei Shoktores has got to be before the Sefer Shnei Gzirei Etzim. Beautiful drush. So, if you're telling me that you need to know to put it on the Ma'aracha Gedola and not on the Ma'aracha Shnei Shoktores, then obviously that Ma'arocha Shnei Shoktores exists at that point. Mechlal the Ita Lachaverta. Well, but wait a minute. But Alea Miboilei Lagufe. I mean, why are you telling me that Alea doesn't make any sense? Alea makes sense because if you said Ubir HaKohen Shnei Gzirei Etzim, so I would have thought that means to burn it separately. There's a special place now, maybe. So why are you telling me that it's so redundant? Why would I think it means your fireplace? Not your fireplace. The top of the Mizbeach. The whole Mizbeach isn't covered with fire. I made a Ma'aroch in the middle. So, okay, I understand. Okay. Kohen has to be Mevi Eish. He was Mevi Eish. Now you're telling me, Ubir Eitzim Baboker Baboker. Fine, I'll set up a little place for Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, and I'll burn Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. Don't you need to tell me that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim are meant to be on that Ma'aracha? Oh, of course I do. You're right, I do need that. So then we're back where we started from. So how do we know that the Aleha comes to tell me Aleha V'loa Chavrata? Trei Aleha K'tivei. There's lots of mentions of Aleha in that pasuk, in that sugya. So I know, of course, we're talking about the Ma'aracha. That's for sure. If you're telling me at the moment that I put the eights on, it's Aleha, then it's Aleha V'loa Chavrata. We just went through that. Immediately after Ma'aracha Gedol, we have the Ma'aracha Shlishi
Kedaris. And
it doesn't matter, but you have to set it up again. That was the Trumas Hadeshen. And then we make the Tapuach. It's set up as if it's new. And then after that, we set up the little Ma'aracha. Yeah. So, since there are plenty of aleas to tell us that we know where to put it, that this alea must be coming to tell me that alea v'loa chavratam b'chlal de'ite l'chavratam. Okay, the next thing you said was sidur shnei gzirei etzim comes before the dishun mizbeach hapnimi. Now, that I cannot learn from the pasuk, because both of these things, the shnei gzirei etzim, it says the lashon of baboker baboker. But shnei gzirei etzim, we know bir alea kohen etzim baboker baboker, and when it comes to the dishun mizbeach hapnimi, so there too it says hiktira la va'aron k'toret samim baboker baboker. So as far as the time, the Torah gives the same indication of time, early morning on both of them. So I don't know which one to do first. Afilo hachi, you're right, but it's reasonable to say that a machshir adif, that the one now that is coming to be machshir, to make it doable, that is the Eitzim. Now this is funny, because we weren't even talking about those Eitzim. Machshir. What are you referring to? We're talking about Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. You already have the Eitzim. We're already many stages beyond the Eitzim that are the machshir for the Ketoret. That was the Ma'aracha Ketanah Shel Ketoret, was the machshir for the Ketoret. It's what we will need to burn the Ketoret. Thank you very much. We're finished with that. We have that. Now we're doing the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim. What does Shnei Gzirei Eitzim have to do with the Ketoret? That you're telling me the machshir is more chashuv.
Well,
you mean the machshir is more chashuv?
It is a machshir. Why does it have to be Ketoret's machshir? Why can't we move on?
Every machshir is more chashuv than anything else? There's no such klal. No such klal. A makshir of this thing will be more chashuv than something that is not makshir of this thing. That was, if you compare the question of the dishun of the mizbeach to the accessibility of gecholim, you can do a haktorah without a dishun. Physically, you can't do a haktorah without coals. Therefore, the coals are a much more important makshir than anything else. Unbelievable. Huh? They're after me. Yeah, I'm in the middle of the daf. Yes. Okay, if not, I'll fax it. Let me know. Machshir, mind you, what are you calling the machshir? The Shnei Gzirei Eitzim, you're calling the machshir? The Ma'aracha Gedolah didn't give its Gecholim to the Ketoret. So now you're contradicting yourself. Before, you said the whole point of the Aleha was to make sure that the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim do not go onto the Ma'aracha of the Ketoret. Now when I ask you, so how do I know the Shnei Gzirei Eitzim come before the Hatava, the clearing off, the Dishon of the Mizbeach HaPnimi, you tell me because they are the Machshir of the Ketoret. They have nothing to do with the Machshir of the Ketoret. But Eitzim are the Machshir. Shum Eitzim, I understand, these particular pieces of wood don't go to the Ketoret. But you're asking me, what should come first? my work with the wood or my turning to clearing off the surface of the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So the wood, even though not this particular wood, but the wood overall, the Mizbeach, is more important to the work that I'm going to be doing on the Mizbeach HaPnimi with the Ktoret than the broom is. Shum, some Eitzim. It's just the name Eitzim, the class. Shum means a class of Eitzim. It's considered to be vis-a-vis Ktoret, the Machshir.
What's the word Shum?
Shum means any.
Oh, also
means, yeah. It doesn't mean garlic wood.
No.
Look, I mean, we find a lot of things. The Mizbeach has got tastes that are very similar to humans. You know? Just like we need our garlic bread for a good roast.
For those of you who wish you lie on Mark Mary for a few months, I suspect there wasn't an issue.
Ravina Amar. You don't need to come on to that, said Rabbi Yirmiyah. Doesn't it? You're in the middle of doing something. We're working on the Maracha. Part of work on the Maracha is to bring the Shnei Gzirei Yetzirim. So does it really make sense to you if the Torah gives you, in terms of the time, the chronology the Torah provides at the same times, Baboker, Baboker. So now when you're coming to think, what are you thinking? Let me stop working on the Maracha, which I'm in the middle of, and go turn now to bring a broom in to be Madash and Mizbeach HaPnimi. What's the logic in that, Bichlal? Always, when you start something, you finish it. Bichlal, that's what we do with mitzvahs. So therefore, I started the Maracha. Let me finish the Maracha. Ravashi says, that your whole question wasn't really a question when you were saying, well, Shnei Gzirei Yetzirim, they don't have anything to do with the Ktoret. That's not true. Ilo Meshkach Yetzirim LaMaracha Shniya Milo Ma'ayo MiMaracha Gedola. I've already pointed out to you that the Maracha Gedola is not disconnected from the Ktoret. You're telling me logistically we've got this Maracha, we've got a separate Maracha. I understand. But suppose I didn't have that Maracha. There's nothing that tells me that what I'm doing in the middle of the Mizbeach isn't necessary for the Ktoret. If I didn't have the other one, I'll take from here. There's nothing that prevents me from taking from the Maracha Gedola. So I don't need to come on to the idea of class. I don't need to come on to the idea of Goymer the Mitzvah. Whatever you believe you're doing on the Maracha, let me guarantee you that it's necessary for the Ktoret. You need to call him for the Ktoret? Fine, take care of the Maracha. Say, but I'll have other Gecholim. Because you'll have other Gecholim, son. But the work of Gecholim on the Mizbeach is just as necessary for the Ketoret as it is for the Mizbeach Achitza. So why should you turn now to clear off the Mizbeach? That's all. So it's very simple. Now, the next thing is, Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi is Kodem La'atavat Chamesh Nerot. How do we know that? Says Abaya, look, I'm only the messenger, man. I have no idea. Gemara Gamrin, I'm saying it over. I didn't tell you I understand it. But, this is what I was taught. Svara lo yadana. I never have been able to figure out precisely why it's true that the Dishon Mizbeach HaPnimi should come before the Chamesh Nerot.
Isn't it a little dangerous to pass over Gemara?
No, not when you're talking about Tereshav Alpe. Le'olam likmari nishvad amizmari. V'rav Amar, Rav says, well, I could tell you then. It's like Rish Lakish points out. The Omar Rish Lakish in ma'avirin al ha-mitzvot. Simple rule. If you have two mitzvahs to do, and you need to determine which one to do first, the first one that comes to hand, you're mechuyev to do. You can't pass by a mitzvah. Now think about the way that the Heichal is set up. The Kohen is going to be going in, you're telling me, to be meitiv the Neirot. That's all very nice. But on his way to be meitiv the Neirot, guess what he meets first? A nice Mizbeach HaZahav, all waiting for a little whisk broom. So you're telling me you should walk past the Mizbeach HaZahav, ignore it, despite the fact that there's a mitzvah that needs to be metapel with this now. And you should go and do the Atavat Chamesh Neirot. Uh-uh. That's not right. Therefore, since v'chi ayel heichal b'mizbeach pagah bereishis, when he goes into the heichal, he's now going to meet the mizbeach first. Why is that? The Tanya. Shulchan b'tzafon, we know that the shulchan was on the north side of the the hegel. Moshuch min hakotel shtei amot u'mechze needed to be not against the wall, because after all, if you hold that the length of the shulchan was along the length, this is actually machlokes menachos, but if the length of the shulchan is along the length of the hegel, you can't put it up against the wall, because then there'd be no way for two sets of kohanim to be standing on both sides, one of them sliding out the old lecha, one of them sliding in the new lecha. You need space between the wall and the shulchan for the kohanim to get into. So therefore, it was pulled away from the wall, shtei amot u'mechza, to allow the kohanim to get in that side. The other side, obviously, is exposed to the whole opening of the room. The menorah was bedaron, mishulcha ben hakodesh shtei amot u'mechza. It too was pulled away so that it would be equal to the shulchan. That we learn out from nochach hashulchan. So that it was meant to be parallel. Whatever the setup was for the shulchan, that was the setup for the menorah. The mizbeach was between them. However, it wasn't directly between them. Because since it says nochach hashulchan, as we'll see in a moment, the mizbeach cannot be a break between the shulchan and the menorah. They need to see each other. So the shulchan was pulled out a bit towards the front, which means you're always going to come to the mizbeach was pulled out a bit towards the front in order not to divide between the shulchan and the menorah. In which case, in your way into the menorah, you have no way to avoid first coming past the mizbeach. And therefore, since it was be'emtza, but it was meshuch klape chutz kima, it was a bit towards the door. Why was it a bit towards the door? I mean, why not put it in between? Nukba la'adaya. Well, that you can't do, because kiven dechtiv ve'etam nora nochach hashulchan. Nochach hashulchan means visible to. So be'inon dechozor adode, you have to be able to actually see them. In any event, this is nogea every single day, says the Gemara. Omar Rava Shema minom Resh Lakish, you see from here that ibure dara atotefta asur. You cannot pass by your yad without putting on your tefillin on it. Because if you're going to try to put on your tefillin shel rosh first, this is how Rashi reads, then your hand has got to pass by your other arm. If it passes by your other arm, hey, where's my tefillah? But then you're going to be over on the mitzvah. Therefore, you must put on first your tefillin shel yad, and then your tefillin shel rosh.
On the way up.
To which Tosfos says that how can he learn that that's the problem? It says ukshartam leota yadecha va'yudatotafat beninecha. The Gemara learns out from there first ukshartam leota yadecha and then va'yudatotafat beninecha. What I need Resh Lakish of ein ma'avir nala mitzvot is a din in the tefillin itself. It's not part of the standard halacha of ein ma'avir nala mitzvot.
Why can't you just bow?
Therefore, Tosfos learns, and this, of course, also nagea every single day. This is a question of how you put your tefillin in your zekel. How do you put it in the tikshel tefillin? Make sure you put your tefillin in the tikshel tefillin in such a way that you get the shel yad before you get the shel rosh. Because if you put it in with the shel rosh on top, so then you're going to take the shel. You're going to have to move past the shel rosh to take out the shel yad in order to be mekayem ukshartam leot al yadecha. So therefore, put it in correctly so that it won't happen. He brings this b'shem Rav Hai. Rav Hai Gon writes this, but there's Rishonim and he brings it over here. Rabbi Natan. They all quote the Rav Hai Gon on this issue. That's really what the Gemara is referring to. It's not referring to a need for a limit of what comes first.
Once you're mechuyev to do it, then you should make sure to do it.
To do it right in advance. It's a big chiddush. Well, yeah, let's put it side by side. Right. Put it side by side to avoid the problem. But a lot of the, you know, like the well, no, now they have those, you know, the tubes. The containers. How would you put it in a container? So you would think the tefillin shel rosh is more harsher. Because it has five buttons, and you put it on top. If you're going to be over on Ein Ma'avir Nala Mitzvos. Tosfos brings another shita for Rabbeinu Eliyahu, a very interesting shita, that this is nogea, the lima that we had before, that you're mechuyev to always feel your tefillin. We learn that out from the tzitz. Which one do you go to first? Your hand or your head? You're already wearing your tefillin. You say, well, I should wear it. My head is more chashuv again. So therefore comes along Reish Lakish to say, as the Rav is pointing out, according to Reish Lakish's limud, if you would be moving your hand up to your head, you're going to pass your arm. Therefore, you should make sure that you do the arm first. It comes out to me.
Right to left.
Yeah, but then you can't use that hand for the feeling your other hand. It would be a little bit ridiculous. You have to.
Yeah, well, that's your question. Which one do you take off first?
Okay, that we, by the time we get to Menachos, you'll be ready. You never know. I'm just a mamuna. I don't know how it adds up. You know. Okay. So iburi darato tefta asra. So I have three pshatim in that. Hechi avid. What should you do? Always go from your dara to your totefta. Fine. Now, I finish that parenthetical comment. Hatavat chabei shnei rot kodem la dama tamid. Dama tamid kodem la hatavat shnei nerot. What is that all about? Omra bias is a pious. This is already not so partial. Here we reach the crux of the problem, and this is the difference between Abba Shaul and the Chachamim. We're going to be using the Dhamma Tamid as the Hafsaka, basically, between the two parts of the Hatavan. Let us for a moment take for granted that we need to do the Hatavan in two sections. Later on we'll discuss it. Let's take that for granted for a moment. But why in this way? Why would the Chamesh Neros come before the Dam HaTamid? Says Abaya, well, let's consider the Baboker Baboker. We had the Baboker Baboker with the Shnei Gzirei Tzim. Did you use it for anything? We ended up needing a Svara anyway to tell me that the Shnei Gzirei Tzim were going to be coming before the Dishon HaMizbeach, correct? Now the Dishon HaMizbeach was part of the Baboker, Baboker, Behetivot, and Erot. That's where we learn out. Yak Tirana. En Haktara, Beli Dishun. But we ended up not needing any type of competitive Baboker, Babokers. So for all intents and purposes, the Torah didn't even need to tell me Baboker, Baboker when it comes to the Shnei Gzirei Tzim. Because it wasn't part of the way that I derived the Seder. It was all logical. I'm in the middle of doing the Maarocha, I'm going to complete the Maarocha. And that Maarocha is more chashuv anyway than the Dishon of the Mizbeach because it's needed, it's a Hechsher, and so on and so forth. So if you never had told me Baboker, Baboker, I would have ended up with exactly the same Seder on Maarocha. So let's use the rule that we have in the Torah. One of the midos of the Torah is that something that isn't required in its location can be moved and utilized for another location. It's going to be Eino Inyan. So take the two words Baboker, Baboker of the Shnei Gzirei Tzim, which are unnecessary in their own location, the Lo Tzrichi, and now utilize them in the following fashion. Shadinu Lach. Throw those two Babokers into our Sugya, just to keep things interesting. So take one of them, add them to the Baboker, Baboker of the Hatavat Chamesh Nerot, okay? If you add them to the Hatavat Chamesh Nerot, you now have three Babokers when it comes to the Hatava. That will make them come before the Dam HaTamid, by definition. One of them you want to add to the Dam HaTamid, though, because otherwise we would have to push off the Dam HaTamid before the completion of the Hatava. So the Chad Shad Yil Adam HaTamid the Nakhle Mele Hatavat Shtei Neirot. And here's how we would do it. Chad Shad Yil Hatavat Chamesh Neirot the Liktim El Adam HaTamid. Why would that be true? That the Hatavat Chamesh Neirot would now come before the Dam HaTamid. Because we've got the Baboker Baboker in the Posik of the Behaitivot HaNeirot. Then we have the additional Boker that originally appeared in the Sugya of the Shnei Gzirei Tzim, which gives us three. And yet when it comes to the Dam HaTamid, which only has one in the Posik, doesn't say twice Baboker, it says right, by the Olas HaTamid, but we have another Baboker from the Shnei Gzirei Tzim. So over there you've got three, And here we've got two. So we've got the Eta Keves Echata Seba Boker is one. And then we have one of the Shnei Gzirei, it seemed to equal two. Okay, so three comes before two. Now, but we still, now obviously three comes before one. Ah, true. But we need the Chad Shati L'Dama Tamid. We still need for the Dama Tamid to be viably done before the Hatavat Shtei Neirot. Because look, suppose I left the Dama Tamid the way they were. And now I only had one. So obviously I would have to do the Hatavat Chamesh Neirot first. Right, three for sure comes before one. Even two comes before one. So I bet you're wondering, so why am I talking about using one of the Babokers of the Shnei Gzirei Tzim to apply it to the Dama Tamid very Pashit? Because if I wouldn't, I'd be in big trouble. Because the Hatavat Shtei HaNeirot, it says, Beferish of the Torah, Baboker, Baboker. So what right would I have to put the Dama Tamid, which only has Baboker Yaktirena, to before the Hatava, where it says Baboker, Baboker? That I can't do because it's convenient. I mean, the Torah says, Beferish not to do that. Therefore, the Torah leaves me the extra word Baboker of the Shnei Gzirei Tzim to add to the Etakeves Echad. Yaseh Babokers, and I have two Babokers. Ah, you told me, okay, but still, I mean, you still have two Babokers on Baboker, Baboker, Ba'aktirot, and Erod, Yativen, huh? Ba'etivot, and not Yaktiren, huh, boy? Right? So why would I still have been, at least it's two and two. That's true. Afagav, the Ochotre, Ba'ochotre. Even though now by adding the extra Baboker, I've only made it even. So now it's Teku Efes. But Lamaisa are two and two. I don't know what they do. I don't know how they use it. I'm not into it, but it's the Monday all day, you know. Thank God. Thank God our brothers, the Italians, won. Like you want the Frenchies to be more guy than they should have. No. We don't have enough problems. Afagav the Hachatre, Vahachatre. Mechaperot. If they're already, we have a right to apply the Svara. So by evening out the playing field and having now both of them, the Dama Tamid and the Shtei HaNeirot, both being equivalent in terms of the Torah mandated time, which is Baboker, Baboker, I can now throw my Svara in. I say, okay, if you're asking which one is more important, the Dama Tamid is the Mechaper, because after all it's Mechaper on Aseh and it's Mechaper on a Lot Aseh, which is now a part of a Nitikla Aseh. So the Mechaper is more important than the Neiros. The Neiros aren't Mechaper. Therefore, Abishol now makes sense of the Psukim in a way that allows him to make the break between the two sets of Neirot with the Dama Tamid. Amalei Rav Papa Labai, it seems to me, says Rav Papa, your analysis is very nice, but it seems to me it's a little arbitrary. I mean, you could have done this differently. Who's to say that we shouldn't take one of those extra babokers of the Shnei Gzirei Tzim and put it onto the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi? The Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi, where it says Baboker, Baboker, Bahetivot HaNeirot Yaktirena. So now it's going to have three, okay? So then that would mean that the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi would come before the Dama Tamid, because now it has three, and the Dama Tamid only has two, if we're including one of the Shnei Gzirei Tzim's Baboker. And that's a little bit complicated, but it's just because there's a lot of different things. It's very simple. It's nothing complicated in logic. You just have to keep track of what we did. And you have to know the Psukim. So the Keves Echata Seh Baboker, obviously, is only one Boker. Baboker, Baboker, Betiveta, Neirot Yaktirena applies equally to the Neirot as it does to the Dishun HaMizbeach, because it's the only way we know, never says anything about Dishun HaMizbeach. We only know Dishun HaMizbeach because it's an obvious factor in the Haktorah, the Yaktirena. Okay, so given that, what's your problem? I understand you need to even the playing field, Abaye, but I don't understand why you gave it to necessarily to the Neirot. You want to be mocked in the Neirot. Why don't we be mocked in the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi? Because then we could have three Babokers on the Dishun Mizbeach HaPnimi. And here, with the carbon, Dama Tamid, we have only two. And now, why do we need two? You'll say, but three always come. On that part, I agree with you. Put one on the Dhamma Tamitz, and now you've evened it out. And that allows you to be makdim to the Chomesh Neiros, but not to the Shtei Neiros. Why not go all the way? Why not take the Dam HaTamid and be makdim it to all of the Neiros? Because now you've got basically the Dam HaTamid Niktam HaTavat Chomesh Neiros. So you say, why should I? Afagav Dol Chatrei V'Hol Chatrei. But you want to do a kapara before you do the atava of the neiros. So Abishol works everything out the way you're explaining it, that I should put the dama tamid between the two neirot. Why? Because I upped the hatavat chamesh neirot by throwing an extra baboker in it. Upping it that way doesn't allow me to use the svar of the kapara odif. Because now the Torah is telling me, sorry, sir, you must bring the Chomesh Neiros first, because you got three babokers. Who said to put the extra baboker onto the Shtei Neirot? If I put the extra baboker onto the Dishur Mizbeach HaPnimi, and now I know the Dishur Mizbeach HaPnimi comes before the Dhamma Tamid. So now I've got the Dhamma Tamid that's got two. But now the Atavata Chomesh Neirot does not have three, it only has two. And you said when it's even, two and two, the Mechapel will come first. In which case, why did Abishol say, I should bring the Chomesh Neiros before the Dhamma Tamid? The Dhamma Tamid is a Mechaper. The Chomesh Neiros only have two babokers in my scenario. So now we've got two and two. Bring all of the Dhamma Tamid before you bring the Shtei Neiros. Before you bring even the Chomesh Neiros. Huh? Where did Abishol get the right to use the Dhamma Tamid in the middle? Doesn't make sense. Well, says Abaya, it's true. But then, imkein apsuki b'may mafsakta lehu. I mean, if it's a given, we'll talk about that given in a moment, but if it's a given that you have to have one aveda between the two acts of the hatava, what is that going to be? Since, according to Abishol, the yaktirena in the pasuk comes after Behetivot HaNirot Yaktirena, and he does not understand Behetivo meaning in the process of the Hatava, right? Remember we had this machlokas earlier, whether to learn out from the Nirot Ben Harbayim. That Behetivo just means as you're doing it. It doesn't mean that you have to complete it. But that's not the way Abishol learns. So according to Abishol, you must complete the Hatavat HaNirot before you do the Ketoret. Fine, so the Ketoret is a given, it's after the Shtei Neirot. Now you're telling me, why don't I also create another given? What's the other given? That the Dhamma Tamid should be before the Chomesh Neirot. Okay, thank you very much. It's a brilliant way of doing the Psukim. And now what are you going to do about the Aveda to put between the two Atavot? You can't use the Ketoret because the Ketoret is only going to be brought later. Because it says, Beferish Beitivo Yak Tirena. You can't use the Dhamma Tamid because it's two and two and a Mechaper Zodif. So all you've done is created a monster by your way of doing it. If you throw the extra one onto the Dishur HaMizbeach and not onto the Chomesh Neirot, so then you're left with a problem that you can't solve. So obviously, because of that problem, the only way to understand the Pasuk is that the Pasuk imagines that the learner of the Pasuk is intelligent enough not to create impossible problems like you. And therefore, the way to understand it is, of course, that the extra boker goes to the Chomesh Neiros to be makdim to the Dhamma Tamid. Understand why we would do it your way, just to make problems. So it's like, well, hold on a second. That's all true if you're telling me that it's an absolute that I have to have an aveda between the Chomesh Neiros and the Shtei Neiros. Okay, so then you're right. I'm coming to the Torah with a certain set of assumptions. One of that assumptions is a given. I have a set of givens. One of those givens is there's got to be some aveda that can be used to be mafsik between the Chomesh Neiros and the Shtei Neiros. If that's true, I agree with you 100%. But can we think about it for a moment? Are we sure that that's true? Because Lemaisa, it isn't so clear why it is that I'm going to break up the two sets of Hatavot. So, you know what? You've got a good question. This is how Rashi knows it. You've got a good question according to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish says the only reason that we split the Hatavata Nerot into two parts to do five and two, the Yomar Loma Metivim v'Chozrinu Metivim, the only reason we do it is Kedei L'Hargish Kol HaZarakula. We want everybody to be really excited about this. And they're going in now to light the Neros. And then again, a few minutes later, they're going in now to light the rest of the Neros, or to be made of the Neros. Okay? So then you've got a good problem. Because then obviously this is not, first of all, he doesn't say you have to have an Aveda in between. He just says you need to do it in two parts. And besides that, that's not coming from the Torah. It's just something you want to do. Okay, so then you're right. If it's just something you want to do, what right do I have to say that since we want to do it, so therefore the Torah must mean to throw the extra baboker on the Chamesh Neros to allow us to do the Dama Tamin in between? Don't do anything in between. Fine, then it's a good question. Don't do anything in between. Finish the Dama Tamin before you do the Neros, because after all it's a bechaper. Don't do anything in between. Just split it to make a lot of noise. And then go ahead and do the Keteres after you finish the Shtei Neros. Then you've got a question. I admit, then you've got a question. But, Lamais, if we don't hold the Reish Lakish, Ela Rabbi Yochanan, Diyomar Baboker, Baboker, Chalkeo L'Shnei Bekarin, he learns it's not because we like the idea, it's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes the idea, and that we were told that the way to do the Neros is Bedavka in two sections. So then what kind of question are you going to ask me, Michael and Myanmar? If that's how Abba Shaul holds, so everything makes perfectly good sense. Let's say Abba Shaul holds it's a given that you have to split it with an Aveda in between. And if that's the case, I can only use the extra Baboker to tell me that the Chomesh Neros are more important than the Dama Tami, despite the fact that Dama Tami is a Mechaper. Now everything makes perfectly good sense. Obviously, I would do it that way. I think that we should conclude at this point. You've got enough to put in your pipes or cigars, as the case may be. Where are those cigars?
Tomorrow.
Huh? No, the way Rashi's learning is that this is the conclusion of the response. That your question is only a good question, I'll leave it to Reish Lakish. You can't take that as a given. Right. So then we can end with that. Yes, yeah, so what are you asking? So Abba Shaul doesn't hold that, so he doesn't hold that.
According to, other than the Rambam, who says,
doesn't mention lightning.
Right. You have to light it sometime when it doesn't.
At night. It says, Be'erev, Batliko, Taniro. It's always going to be lit at night. The Rambam's halacha is that it needs to always be lit, not just to light it at night. So if the light has gone out, then you do a relighting, even in the morning.
But you definitely do Hattar in the morning?
Definitely
do
Hattar.
Yeah. You have to turn it off?
Yeah. You make it ready for the night. According to the Rambam, no. You keep it lit. That's the whole point. So let's do our review. Is coming, baby. My mashmak in the Targum of Yosef. Malka Yoy Abi Mitzrayim. Amamin Kitulin Mitzifuna Yaitinala. Kortso Bekama. Omar Ula Barov Shnaim, and Omar Biokra Barov Shnaim, Vahafesh Lakish Safa Barov Shnaim. The Omar is Lakish Vikimiach, as a Shanino Rubo Shalakat Kamo in the Mishnah Chulin. Lama Shanino Rovech Abio for Rov Shnaim Babima. The Fisha Shanin, the way we allow it at a meet Karatso. Umireka Kar Shechita Yado, Viki Belata Dabizorko. Yochalomi Reke Pasul.
What?
Yochalomi Reke Pasul. And can I really have other back here? But then, call up the Yom Kippur and share with the I mean, what's coming? Yoko ye pasumi rabbona, the kakshaninu rovech adbo for rov shnaim babima, v'chemi akada filo psumi rabbona leka, wouldn't it be a better idea not to be mamarek, is the way Tosfos is learning? Lomali lamarek, mitzvah lamarek. Abaya, besadim ha'arok ha'mishmeda gemara, libet Abba Shaul, tell me that today hasn't changed your davening forever. Maroka Gedela Kademis, of course, it's only if you say it. Maroka Gedela Kademis, the Maroka Shneesh Akteras. מורוך השנייה של הקטרס כתבס עשינו שני גזירי עצים עשינו שני גזירי עצים קודם לתישון מזבח הפנימי תישון מזבח הפנימי קודם להטבת חמש נרות הטבת חמש נרות קודם לדם התמיד דם התמיד קודם להטבת שתי נרות הטבת שתי נרות קודם לקטורת קטורת קודם לעיבורים עיבורים למנחה מנחה לחוויתים חוויתים לנסוחים לסוחים למוסופים מוסופים לבזיכים בזיכן התומת של בין ארבעים שנמר והקטיר עליה חוויה של עמים עליה השלם כל הקרבנות כולם אומר מר let's start at the beginning מערכה גדולה קדמת למערכה השנייה של קטורת מנהלה נתניה היא העולם הוגדה למסבר כל הלילה זו מערכה גדולה ויש המסבח תוקד בו, זו מערכה שנייה של קטורת. אוקיי, but איפה חנה the order? מסתבר מערכה גדולה עדיפה שכן כפרת המרובה, not necessarily. Maybe מערכה שנייה עדיפה שכן מכריסים ממנה לפנים. Nonetheless, כפרת המרובה is more important. והיא בו התאמה, היא לא משכה חצים למערכה שנייה, מי לא מייל ממערכה גדולה. Next thing he said was the מערכה שנייה של קטורת ולמה לסיד השני גזירי עצים. How do you know that? תכתיבו בירה עליה כהניצים בבוקר ובבוקר עליה ולא על חברתה so obviously מכלל דעית על חברתה at that point yeah but ועליה מבעלה לגופה תרי עליה כתיבי next thing you said was סידר שני גזירי עצים כאן ולדישם מזבח הפנימי אף אגב דעך הכתיב בבוקר בבוקר ואח הכתיב בבוקר בבוקר אפילו אחי מכשיר עדיף מכשיר? What's the מכשיר? שני גזירי עצים? I thought the שני גזירי עצים go to the מערך הגדולה אמר רבי ירמיה, but שום עצים, רבינו אמר, הוב, התחיל במערכה, גומר, רב אשי אמר, אילו משכח עצים למערכה שנייה, מי לא מייל ממערכה גדולה, so it's also a מכשיר in the broader sense. Next thing you said was, דישו מזבח הפנימי, קודם להטבת חמש נרות, my time, אמר רבייה, gee, that one stumps me, גמורה גמירנה, בצפורה לא ידענה, ורוב אמר, כריש לוקש, יאמר ריש לוקש, אין מעבירין על המצוות, And since ki ayel ha'echa b'mizbeach poga b'reisha, why is that? D'tanya shulchan b'tzofon, moshuch min ha'kotor shtei amot u'mechza. Menorah b'lorom, moshuchan min ha'kotor shtei amot u'mechza. Mizbeach memutza v'omed b'emtza, but it's moshuch klape chut, so it's the first thing you hit, kima. Why is that? Nuk miladayim. Because kiven d'chtivet ha'menorah nochach ha'shulchan, you can't put a right in between. V'inan d'chozu ha'agodim. Omer Rava, a practical application today, Miresh Lakish, is that Aburi Gara Atotefta Asur, Hechi Avin Midara Latotefta. Vatavat Chaben Shneirot, the next thing he said was Kodom Ladama Tamid. Dama Tamid Kodom Latavat Shtei Neirot. That's a little complicated, my time, huh? Omer Rabaya, look, Baboka Baboka Shnei Gziraitzim is unnecessary, okay? So Shadina Lohacha. Now take one of them, Shadi Latavat Chaben Shneirot. That way it's going to come before the Dama Tamid. The other one, Shadil Adam HaTamid, that way the Adam HaTamid will come before the Atavat Shtei Nerot. Chad Shadil Atavat Chamesh Nerot, that should come before the Adam HaTamid, because now you've got three against two. Dachat Latavat HaTrei. Chad Shadil Adam HaTamid, and not going to Atavat Shtei Nerot, even though all I've done is evened it out by giving them both two. So Afagav Dachat Trei, Vachat Trei. Nonetheless, the Adam HaTamid is a Mechaper, and therefore has to come first. Omelet of Papalabaya, and who says to do it that way? The Imachacha and the Eladishim is Beachapnimi, the Naktami Ladamatamid, the Hochatlata of Achatre, the Chacha de Ladamatamid, the Nikon Latavat Chameshterot, the Afagav the Ochatre of Ochatre Mechaparodif. Oh, that's brilliant. Because in Cain, if Suki Bemaim of Saktalo, look, I understand if you hold like Rish Lakish, say, Nichlo Rish Lakish, the Amalam, and Metiv, and Chosu, and Metiv, and Kalagish Kalazar Akula, fine. You can say, so don't be Mavsik. And Rabbi Yochanan, the Omer Baboker Baboker Chakel Shnei Bekarim, Ma'ikel Meima. Omer Ravina Ravashi, Hi Baboker, oops, I didn't do that. Okay.